מסכת בחורף פרק ט' משנה א', מייסה בהמה נוי בארץ ובחוטלור. מייסה בהמה, which is somebody has 10 behemoths, he has to take off one out of every 10 to be brought as a korban. The chelo, the fat, and the dam would be put on his back, and the basa would be entirely eaten by the balam, by the owner of the mice of him. And if it gets a mum, then it would not be brought to the korban. Instead, it would be shafted outside of Yerushalayim. And mice of him applies both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlart. If somebody has behemoths in Chutzlart, he would have to take off one out of every 10 and bring it to Yerushalayim as a korban. B'fnei Abayis, v'shalo b'fnei Abayis. It applies both during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, and it applies also nowadays, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But of course, nowadays you cannot bring it as a korban. Instead, you have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you would shecht it. Now, the minhag is nowadays not to be mafresh, not to separate the ma'isa behemah. The reason is that since ma'isa behemah is kadosh, so therefore you cannot be gozer it, you can't share it, nor can you do avodah with it. And the rabbanim were afraid that since you have to wait around until it gets a mum, you might end up being gozer it and doing avodah with it. Or maybe you end up shechting it before it gets a mum. So therefore, the rabbanim said, better, they should not be mafresh the ma'isa behemah nowadays at all. B'chulin avolo b'mikdash. Ma'isa behemah applies to chulin non-hegdish, but it doesn't apply to hegdish. Even kachim kalim, such as a shlam, which according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili is mamon balam, belongs to the balam. It's not mamon gavoah, mamon that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though it belongs to the balam, still, you do not take off ma'isa behemah from kachim kalim. V'noeg b'bakar u'v'tzon v'enam midashrim mizeh alzeh. Ma'isa behemah applies both to cattle and to sheep, but you can't take off ma'isa from one onto the other. You have to take off ma'isa behemah separately from bakar and separately from tzon. V'kvasim u'v'izim u'midashrim mizeh alzeh. Ma'isa behemah also applies to kvasim, lambs, and goats, and you can take off ma'isa from one onto the other. Even though kvasim and izim are two different types of animals, still you can take off ma'isa behemah from kvasim onto izim, or vice versa, from izim onto kvasim. Bechadash uveyashan, veinam midashrim mizalza. It applies to behemoths that are chadash, that are new, that were born after the most recent Rosh Chodesh Elul, and it also applies to behemoths that are yashan. All behemoths that were born before Rosh Chodesh Elul, even though you had not yet taken off ma'isa behemah, you still have to do so, but you can't take off ma'isa behemah from one onto the other. You have to take off ma'isa behemah separately from the chadash and separately from the yashan. You might think that you can't take off ma'isa behemah from kvasim onto izim, or from izim onto kvasim. And you might make a kavachomer to that effect. If by chadash and yashan, that are not klayim zebizet, as chadash and yashan, you can breathe them together, so too you can plow with them together, even though they were born at different times. But still, you cannot take off ma'isa behemah from one onto the other. Hakvasim v'aizim, shehen klayim zebizet, eno din shelo yidashru mizalzet. So kvasim and izim, which are klayim one unto the other, you cannot breathe them together, nor can you plow with them together. So you would think for sure you should not take off ma'isa behemah from one unto the other. You should have to take off ma'isa behemah separately for the kvasim and separately for the izim. Even so, you could take off ma'isa behemah from one unto the other. Talmid loymar v'tzoyim, this we learn out from the pasuk. As the pasuk says by ma'isa behemah v'tzon, mashma kol tzon echad. This pasuk infers that all tzon are the same. Kvasim and izim, even though they're two different types of behemoths, they both fall under the category of tzon, and the pasuk is telling us anything that falls under the category of tzon, you can take off ma'isa behemah from one onto the other. Masechta b'chodesh by a test mission of days. Ma'isa behemah mistarev k'milo rego behemah ro. Ma'isa behemah would combine if they're within an area of milo rego behemah ro. Meaning to say, if somebody has 10 behemoths, as you need 10 behemoths in order to take off ma'isa behemah, but his behemoths are scattered, if they're within an area that a shomer can watch over all of them at the same time, in such a case they would combine and you would take off ma'isa behemah. But kamehi rego behemah roa, shisha asamil. What's the area that a shomer, that a roa can watch over all the behemoths at one time? If they're within 16 mil of each other, then they would combine for ma'isa behemah, even though they're scattered, since they're within 16 mil of each other, a roa can watch over them at the same time, and you would take off ma'isa behemah. Haya ben elu le'elu shloshim u'shnayim mil, enam estofim. But if your behemoths are scattered more than 32 mil, in such a case, even though you have 10 behemoths altogether, they would not be mistarev, they would not combine, and you would not take off ma'isa behemah. Now, even though we just had that even if they're scattered more than 16 mil, you're not take off Maisa Behemoth from them. The reason why the Mishnah tells us 32 mil is because, as we'll soon see, sometimes the behemoths are starved even if they're 32 mil away from each other. If somebody has his behemoth scattered more than 32 mil from each other, but he also has behemoths in the middle. He has a behemoth or a few behemoths in the middle that are within 16 mil from the behemoth on the far side. In such a case, even though his behemoths are 32 mil away from each other, he can bring all the behemoths to the middle and take off Maisa Behemoth from them together. Even if he has only one behemoth in the middle and nine behemoths on the far side, since the behemoth in the middle is less than 16 mil from the behemoth on the far side, he can take off Maisa Behemoth from all of them together. Rabbi Meir says, the Yarden, the Jordan River, is Masik for Maisa Behemoth. Somebody who has five behemoths on one side of the Yarden and five behemoths on the other side of the Yarden, who would not take off Maisa Behemoth? As the Yarden is Masik, even though the behemoths are within 16 mil of each other, he still would not take off Maisa Behemoth since the river is in the middle, until he has 10 behemoths on either side.